Welcome to Sunset Conversations, a BullfrogEntertainment.com production. I am your host, Papa Mark Lichterman, along with my partner, production coordinator, Mark Florkowski. On the 15th and 30th of each month, we will present you with an interesting and entertaining topic. One exception, that pesky February will be the 28th. Our podcast is a mixed bag of our daily life experiences as they relate to us and all of you. We look at personal observations. These may include such topics as fruits, coffee, teenage relationships with grandparents, traffic, vacations, daily frustrations, and joys. Our goal is to show the audience how ridiculous, silly, and of course joyful our lives can be. Each episode will end with a big smile, like when eating ice cream. Please enjoy our Sunset Conversations as we take you through the journey of life. Send your questions, comments, and suggestions to info@bullfrogentertainment.com. Flashback.
Whoosh.
Hell no, we won't go. Hell no, we won't go.
It's the year 1970.
I, along with other students, are sitting crisscross on the floor of our high school administration office. We want a dress code change. Blue jeans are a new trend and not allowed at my public high school.
Wow, you sound like Edward Murrow reporting the war.
Come on. Catholic high schools, yeah, wear uniforms, but it was like uniforms for us. You had to wear, you know, fancy clothing to go to public high school.
Mm-hmm.
The chant, well, that's from the anti-Vietnam War marchers.
Hell no, we won't go. Hell no, we won't go.
Ah, yes. In the end, blue jeans were allowed.
Great, they got the green light.
Oh, yes, they did. And hey, so were paisley and polka dot shirts.
Mm.
Well, I have to say, though, those two trends did come to an end.
Mm-hmm.
Blue jeans, though, became a new accepted style. Interesting how certain trends become a fixture in our lives and others disappear. Still, others may reappear to trend again.
Oh, let's ride the waves.
Here we go. Hey, put on your low-rise jeans, grab an LP, take a picture with your Polaroid.
Isn't that crazy?
they're all returning trends.
Yep.
Hey, podcasts are one of the trends that are going strong.
Yep.
Interesting. After 50 years, I, once again, and Mark, I'm sure you have the same trends. You wore the same clothes I wore back in those days.
Hey, count me in.
Right? We're involved in a big trend.
Yes, we are.
Hey, enjoy this week's podcast on flashbacks and trends.
All right, come ride the waves.
Flashbacks, those sudden memories of past experiences, can be a rich source of joy and laughter. Recalling funny or heartwarming moments from the past, such as family gatherings, inside jokes,
mm-hmm.
or even personal mishaps.
Oops.
Oops, yes. Allows us to relive the positive emotions associated with those times. These memories can serve as reminders of resilience and, as we like to talk about, the lighter side of life.
Those are the snapshots of life.
Absolutely, 100%, especially during challenging times in our lives.
Hmm.
And we've had those, as we all have.
Everybody does, don't we?
My available flashbacks are as abundant as the beautiful flowers in my backyard.
Well, flowers are beautiful.
And mine are abundant.
So start flashing back.
And here I go, flashback. Ah. Pig roasts, SIU, to the police.
Oh, let's not bring them.
Oh, we didn't, and they weren't invited, And the last pig roast I had, I will always flash back upon because it's the only pig roast of all the pig roasts I ever did where the police showed up.
Well, sorry about that. Yeah. Let's move on.
And they missed eating any pig. Oh, well. Flashback! Sailing the open sea. Well, Lake Michigan. And the beautiful city view you get from the other side when you're on the water.
Oh, yeah. Seen that, done that. Yeah, absolutely. It's awesome.
Calm water, because I'm not a sailor. I was in a sailor boat, but it was westerly breezes.
Oh, it's all good.
Just beautiful. It makes a beautiful flashback. Flashback! Meeting Mary Poppins. Mary Poppins? Hey.
Julie Andrews?
Well, I could never look at her as Julie Andrews. It has to be
Mary.
The Mary. The make-up, make-believe. And Elsa and Anna.
Uh-huh.
Those were both invited by me to my wife's 70th birthday party that we held in Florida. I will always flash back.
Oh, you're going to be in trouble
to that event
for letting out that detail.
Well, we all age. So, flashback. Challenging time. I get a beautiful get well note from a very dear friend of mine, and that helped. I will always flash back to that note that came in the mail at amazingly just the right time.
That's a heartfelt flashback.
I mean, my goodness. Vacations. Flashback to that. The biting horse. Mm-hmm. Here we are. We're on a horse and carriage ride, and we're going to go walk in front of the horses and say hello and pet them. And the carriage rider goes, excuse me, those horses bite.
So, well, at their discretion.
Yes, so we backed off. Here, flashback. Cloth diapers.
Uh-oh.
Going from cloth diapers to Papa Mark. So why I go back and forth? Cloth diapers, I never put on my children. Because if I flash back to that memory, my wife and mother-in-law would crack up because I never pinned them tight enough. And they would fall right down to the ankles of the babies. And that was it. I was out of the cloth diaper business. But as Papa Mark, bouncing to the tunes, was this first grandchild of ours, of the Black Eyed Peas. And I must admit, I became the best butt paster in the entire town.
Wow.
That, you were right. We reviewed this. That is a difficult
tongue-twister. I wonder if this work of yours is ever going to be hanging somewhere in a museum.
Well... It's a fond flashback memory.
Yeah.
Hey, laughter is not only a response to joy, but also a tool for resilience.
And boy, do we need resilience nowadays.
How about it? During difficult times, humor can help reframe challenges, lighten the emotional load, and foster creative problem solving.
Oh.
It allows us to experience multiple emotions simultaneously, validating both our struggles and our capacity for happiness.
And that kind of sums up the purpose of these podcasts. We want to help people with looking at life from the lighter side.
Yes, smile, right? Finding joy and laughter in flashbacks and trends. It's about embracing the humor, the warmth in both our memories and the world around us.
Mm-hmm.
What a world sometimes.
No kidding.
Whether by reminiscing about the past, engaging with current trends, or simply noticing the comedic moments in daily life, laughter enriches our relationships. It boosts our well-being and helps us navigate life's ups and downs with grace.
Mark, I'm glad you used that word, grace. So
thank you.
Few people really grasp its meaning.
This is true. Trending. Well, let's talk about trending here. Some people get upset with trends. Long hair, rock music, universal tipping.
Oh, now I'm really upset.
Right? That's a new trend, fairly new trend that we are all dealing with at this point.
I know what you mean.
Social media allows many potential trends to be offered to large groups at one time. amazing that social media, the media masses will eventually accept or deny the potential trend.
Right.
Right? They either like it or don't, and then social media will stop trending the trend. It's always been that way. Yes, absolutely. You know, right. Buying products online was a trend, and today it's actually, in my belief, a fact of life. Personalization is now a new trend about that. People, as always, want to feel connected. Living in a techno world can create loneliness and a sense of not belonging. So, the techno world is helping to repair what actually it had a part in creating.
We now
have personalized marketing and product offers. The techno world knows you as you, or as a group of yous that like and want a certain thing.
Wow.
And,
you know, that's almost like a pop-up stand at Costco. You just come and go, and, you know, I really don't know what's going on here.
How about augmented reality, which helps us to live with the digital world? That's a big trend today. Blockchain continues to evolve. Bitcoin has become a more commonplace when it was a trend, while other forms of blockchain may go the way of the beta tapes.
Yeah, let's wait and see, right? Because it's
going to
be really fun to find out.
Yes, VHS trend won out, and then even it faded away.
Yeah.
Hey, news bulletin, trending today, New Balance shoes. Wow, New Balance shoes were always known for the old people wore the New Balance shoes.
I differ, but...
Not anymore. Now New Balance, they don't even advertise the old people anymore, okay? It's the young generation that are wearing the all-new New Balance shoes.
Oh, and they were the same ones that were, like, putting shade on it.
They love it.
Yeah.
Hey, regular boy's haircut. When I was a kid, you'd walk into your barber, as they were just called then, they weren't stylists, and they'd say, regular boy's haircut. And I go, yeah. And that's what you would get, okay? Short sides, a little longer on the top. Well, today it's the same thing. Short sides, a little longer on the top with some other modifications. It's a regular boy's haircut. Fashion fads. Here's some things that went out of trend. Saggy pants.
Thank goodness.
From the 2000s.
Parachute pants.
Yeah, popularized in hip-hop culture, yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
These pants were worn well below the waist, often revealing what? Underwear.
If they were wearing any.
Oh, my goodness. Revealing underwear.
Hey, you just save money on not buying a belt.
Some other out-of-trend. Shoulder pads. Well, again, 1980s. Exaggerated, boxy shoulders became a symbol of power dressing. But they would look rather comically today and oversized, I do believe. Hey, how about big hair? 1980s,
uh-oh, big hair,
1960s even,
teased,
right, and sprayed to towering heights. Hairstyle defined a decade. Wow.
I have some embarrassing pictures that cannot be shown.
Now here's bucket hats. Bucket hats, I guess, come from the 1990s.
Oh my gosh, it's Gilligan's Island.
Right, they were once considered practical. These hats became a quirky fashion statement.
Who wants to look like Gilligan?
And I don't know, you know, I actually have a bucket hat that I don't wear it that often, but I do have one of those.
I think I've seen you wearing it.
Yes. I mean, it keeps the sun off you.
Or is it more like a safari hat?
I have that too.
Okay.
Yes. Florida hats in the 1950s.
Florida hats.
Are
you talking about a fedora?
fedora with a bigger brim, I think. Yes.
Frank Sinatra.
Hey, leg warmers. I guess, again, in the 1980s had all kinds of trends, like all these decades did.
Oh, that was a trendy year. Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, the 80s. Flash
leg warmers. I think they're coming back. Yeah, the original for dancers, you're right. It became a mainstream accessory, often worn with.
That was a great movie to take dates to.
I mean
dates.
And mini skirts.
I have to look what year they came out.
Mini skirts.
Oh.
That was something.
Are you a believer in the stock market follows the length of the skirts, so when they go up, the stock market goes up?
Interesting. That could very well.
Could be.
It's, you know, cracks, the 2000s.
Oh, boy.
Cracks are still in.
I know. And I don't understand
why. Clunky, but originally they were clunky foam clogs, and they mocked the appearance and yet became a comfort staple.
That's what I heard, but I've always tried them on and never found them comfortable.
I do not wear Crocs. I think the medical industry began wearing them all the time.
Doctors because you can basically wash them off with a hose.
Right, yeah. We sent some to our, we have a doctor niece in Belize or in Guatemala. And yes, we sent her some Crocs. And so surprisingly, they're coming back or are back already. Mm-hmm. Internet and social media trends. Out of trend? They got stupid things. Planking? I didn't even know what planking was. Then I did this research.
I thought that was something that whales ate.
That's it. Or walk the plank, right? No. 2011, I guess, people photographed themselves lying stiff on a board in odd places and then shared the results online.
Oh, my gosh.
Done. That's
gone, right?
That's gone. Okay. That's gone. Here's one, though, that came, went, and is coming back again. Trending back in, ice bucket challenge.
Well, you know, that's right. I find that very interesting because, you know, you ever take a cold shower?
No, I am actually a very hot shower person.
Yeah, you know, and I heard that those are really good too. You know, that this extreme water treatment, whether it's like really hot, like, you know, steam baths.
Yeah.
Or. Yeah. You know, like dunking yourself in ice water. Or
going the other way, yeah, the ice bucket.
I heard a lot of athletes do this after a game because it's got something to do with your body's, I don't know, metabolism?
Yeah.
Maybe. But
yeah,
trend it, made trend be.
You know, all the way it started in 2014, so it's like 10 years ago when this thing started. 10 years and it's still around.
Yeah, it's not a trend anymore.
That's not a trend anymore.
So
that
must be science.
There's something there, yeah. I mean, it's, you know, the awareness of, in this case, ALS. They may do it for other purposes as well, other diseases and things.
Yeah.
But it's inspired countless messy, funny videos. Hey, some trends or challenges can be dangerous.
Oh, my gosh.
Yes. Those who start these types of challenges could be, and hey, you know, sometimes should be, future Darwin Award winners.
Well, I think you're going to be announcing the runner-ups.
Yes. Here we go. A couple of dangerous trends, or a dangerous trend. The cinnamon challenge, for example. Cinnamon challenge? Yeah. Attempting to swallow a spoonful of cinnamon without water. Usually resulting in coughing fits. Well, that was both dangerous and what?
You see what I mean?
It's ridiculous.
Right.
Ridiculous.
I wouldn't want to be caught on the podium.
It was the Tide Pod Challenge. Now, this one was during 2017 into 2018. Teens were biting in the laundry pods. Right?
Can you hear a head slap?
For internet fame, a trend both hazardous and absurd. Absolutely absurd.
Well, you see my point. There's a mental health challenge in the United States.
Darwin Award people.
There you go.
This one, I didn't even know about this one. These other two I did hear about. The Milk Crate Challenge. This is so stupid. Stacking and climbing milk and then climbing on milk crates, often ending in, of course, spectacular falls. What the heck?
Yeah, this doesn't qualify as being part of the lighter side of life.
That just makes zero sense to me.
All right, move on from the crazy stuff to the toys.
Yeah, some other, you know, out of trend type things, toys. This was a short trend, really. I mean, my grandkids had these, but I don't see them asking for these any longer. The fidget spinners.
Isn't that fun?
Right. Mm-hmm. And I even had a little fidget thing that I would get because I was part of the fidget trend. You know, originally for anxiety relief, these toys became a playground obsession before fading into obscurity. Here's one I do remember, though. Pet Rocks.
Oh, great.
1970s, right? Of course, I know that's when they had the mood rings, the Pet Rocks. People bought ordinary rocks as pets.
Yeah.
Complete with a packaging and care instructions.
You know, I improved on it and chose to graffiti them.
You know, hey, all I know is We did it.
I dare you to turn over this rock and see what it says.
Our podcast on sourdough starter as a pet. If you had a pet rock, it'd be even easier to take care of. Okay, you don't need a hotel. You don't need nothing. You don't have to feed it.
You can abandon it.
You can abandon it, and it's perfect. Put a smile on it, and it's happy every day.
Yeah.
Here's one. I remember these guys. Tamagotchis, if I said it right.
I'm glad you tried.
Digital pets from the 1990s, and they demanded, this is the thing, I bought these for my kids. We bought them for our kids. They demanded constant attention. They'd squeak. They just like, come on. They were a quirky fad.
That is very quirky that people would want something that demanded
constant attention. I don't think anybody knew it when we bought it. And after you got it, it was like, oh my gosh, this thing doesn't stop. You got to cure it. This is insane.
It is.
Okay. Cabbage Patch Kids. That was one that was a big trend for quite a while. Furbies. Yeah. Crazy Furbies. Toys that sparked shopping frenzies.
Mm-hmm.
Christmas time. Oh my gosh, they're out of these toys. What are we going to do?
Yeah. Hey. I'm trying to remember, what were the guys with the little pointy heads?
Oh, the...
Gnomes.
Gnomes, yes. Yeah. Teletubbies were in for a bit. But not gnomes. As a new toy, like a Teletubby, if a stuffed animal. La Boo-Boo, La Baba, let me know. It's something like that.
Every time I see a gnome, it's kind of like seeing a clown.
Yes.
I'm like, meh.
It's more recent. Squishmallows. That was a big trend for quite a while here. My grandkids have lots and lots and lots of Squishmallows. You know, I can remember back in the 1990s, Beanie Babies.
Wasn't that a craze?
That's here. Flashback? Yeah, 4th of July at the fireworks during the era of Beanie Babies, a helicopter flew over the crowd and started throwing hundreds, thousands of Beanie Babies out of the helicopter. All of us absolutely lunatic-type parents ran like crazies trying to grab up as many Beanie Babies as we could for our kids.
I understand.
Saving them in closets and drawers for years, thinking, wow, we're going to get nothing but money for these things, right? Everybody's going to want a Beanie Baby one day when they stop.
Oh, yeah, for sure. And yeah. Now, trivia, Mark. Was that company somewhere based around Chicago?
You know,
I think it was Oak Brook of all places.
It could have been.
Thai Toys.
Yeah. Yes, Thai Toys. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. I remember that. Yeah. It definitely left a scar in my memory.
And I think if I understand or know correctly, that the Beanie Babies did never go up in value. And I know basically our drawers are now empty and they're gone. But who knows? Mm-hmm. One day. Oh, they could be worth hundreds of thousands of dollars.
Well, if you want to make Beanie Babies your god, there's plenty of opportunities to pick one up.
Let's start a trend. Let's go. Well, again, what did we call it? What was our last podcast? Quirks. We're working on quirks. One of my quirks, yes, is to always have a conclusion to our podcast, and here we go. Let's face it.
All right.
Right? Flashbacks and trends are like always showing up. One minute, you're minding your own business, and the next, you're knee-deep in a new trend you swore you'd never try.
Mm-hmm.
Or you had a sudden flashback, right, to your glory days in high school. Trends are the world's way of reminding us that nothing is ever truly out of style. Yes. Well, you know, while working on this conclusion, I have learned that paisley dresses, polka dot shirts, peep toe heels for the women, leopard and tiger prints are all coming back with a fresh new look. Here we go again, right? The trend is returning.
That's what my grandma always said.
Yeah.
Nothing's new.
Nothing's new, right? Full circle. I, for one, yes, still wear cargo pants. Hey, they hold my phone nicely, okay? Without that extra pocket, where do you put your phone? I can't live with the phone in my back pocket or front pocket, no. And I'm not wearing it around my neck. hey, give it 5 years, they'll be back. Cargo pants, I say. Flashbacks are the universe's highlight reel to... Well, hey, just when you think you have moved on an embarrassing or funny moment will return like a highlight reel. Hey, I remember when.
Yeah. Yeah, they definitely remind us of who we were.
That they do,
who
right?
Who we are.
I mean, hey, and meanwhile, trends sweep through our lives like a tornado, picking up everything from fidget spinners to mullets and depositing them only to vanish as quickly as they arrived.
Yeah, and there's so much fun to laugh at have the memories.
But here's the punchline. We love it. We actually do love it. We love cringing at our past selves, laughing at yesterday's obsessions, and secretly hoping that the next trend will finally be the one where we shine.
Yeah. It's a hilarious cycle.
Flashbacks give us stories to tell at parties and therapy sessions, while trends give us something to bond over, if only to agree that, yes, we all look ridiculous from time to time.
Yeah. You know, those invading thoughts of memories that just come out of nowhere. Like, oh, my gosh.
I'm so embarrassed. No, it's a flashback. It's it was a trend.
Mark, don't be embarrassed.
Don't be embarrassed.
It's just a little disappointment that you... you can do better next time.
You know, hey, I never wore a mullet, I can tell you that. Okay, I was not part of that. I was in that era, but it wasn't part of me or my age group, I don't believe. Finally, flashbacks and trends are the comedic duo of our memories and culture, forever keeping us humble, nostalgic, and, hey, just a little bit ridiculous. So, next time you find yourself reliving your most awkward moment or tempted by the latest viral craze, just remember, it's all part of the grand hilarious cycle. And who knows? Maybe one day your flashbacks will be someone else's trend. Now, if you'll excuse me, I have to go practice my moonwalk just in case it comes back.
Yeah, stick that left foot a little harder. Oh, you're doing just great. Hey, thanks for joining us on this nostalgic ride. If you enjoyed today's episode, share it with someone else who still owns a pair of Crocs. Yes. Or maybe they'll remember that crazy toy name that Mark just said a few moments ago. Until next time, keep laughing, keep reminiscing, and keep riding the trend wave. Whoosh!
Hey, Mark and I really appreciate and thank you for tuning into our podcast, Sunset Conversations.
We hope you enjoyed this week's eclectic journey through another one of our mixed bag topics.
Until the next time, keep your curiosities alive and your heart and mind open.
If today's episode made you smile or sparked a thought, share it with a friend who might enjoy our unique blend of stories and curiosities. And don't forget to subscribe wherever you get your podcasts so you never miss an episode.
Please visit our homepage, bullfrogentertainment.com. There you will find our podcast notes and links.
Thanks again for joining us. We'll be back soon with another conversation worth croaking about.
Send your questions, comments to info@bullfrogentertainment.com.